今天我们会回到我们的马可福音继续的查考，而且我们会看马可福音第六章第七到第十三节。
This morning we return to our study of the book of Mark, and today we will be looking at chapter 6, verse 7 to verse 13.
我们查考马可福音已经有一段时间了，不过因为已经来了许多新的朋友在我们当中，所以我们会做一个复习。
We've been studying the book of Mark for some time now, but as since then many of you have joined us, so let us do a quick revision.
首先我们要回去来看一看这个福音书写的历史背景到底是什么。
First of all, let us take a look at the historical background of this book.
马可福音当然就是马可所写的，而且很有可能是在主后六十到七十年的时候写的。
The book of Mark obviously was written by Mark, and it was likely to have been written in the AD 60 or 70.
当时在罗马的基督徒正受这个尼禄王的大逼迫。
At that time, the Romans, the Christians were under the persecution of the Emperor Nero.
因为尼禄王在罗马城纵火，而且将半个罗马城烧毁了，所以他需要找一些人来做代罪的羔羊，他就指责基督徒纵火。
At that time, Emperor Nero had set fire to Rome, and about half of Rome burned, and he had to look for a scapegoat, and the Christians were his scapegoat.
所以当尼禄王指责基督徒纵火烧了半个罗马城之后，就开始了对基督徒的一场大逼迫。
After he had pointed the finger at Christians for the burning of Rome, that was when a great persecution of Christians began.
有许多的基督徒因着这样的缘故，为了自己的这个信仰而殉道了。
It was this particular reason that many Christians were martyred by this.
所以这个时候马可就写了马可福音来鼓励当时的基督徒必须要在逼迫当中坚持下去。
For this reason, Mark had written this gospel and had written to the Christians to encourage them to persevere in this persecution.
在马可福音里面，马可是非常强调耶稣基督就是受苦的仆人。
And in his writing, Mark focused a lot on the fact of the theme that Jesus was the suffering servant.
因为马可要当时的这些基督徒看了这本福音书之后受到鼓励，因为他们的主耶稣也是受苦了，而且升天了，得荣耀了。如果基督徒是同样的能够坚持下去，他们将来也会得到同样的荣耀。
His point was to encourage them to show them that their Lord himself had gone through this suffering and had been raised from the dead and had been glorified, and that they too, if they persevered through this suffering, would have that same hope.
让我们很快的来到马可福音第一章，我们看第十四到第十五节。
So let us quickly take a look at Mark chapter 1 and we'll look at verse 14 and 15.
马可福音这里告诉我们，约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音，说热期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
Mark 1:14. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God, saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
这两节经文就让我们看见耶稣在整个福音书的过程所做的就是不断的传福音，传神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
And these two verses show us in the rest of the book that Jesus went out there and this was the theme of his message, saying that the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, and the people needed to repent.
耶稣无论去到哪里都在传福音，而且也行许多的异能，赶鬼医病，来证明他就是神的儿子。
Wherever Jesus went, Jesus shared this message. He authenticated his message by driving out demons, casting out demons, and doing all sorts of miracles.
我们看第一章32节，天晚日落的时候， 有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，合城的人都聚集在门前，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
We see this in verse 32 to 34, where it says, "That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him."
我们再看39节，于是在加利利全地进了会堂，传道赶鬼。
And then we look again at verse 39, where it says, "And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons."
到了第二章，我们读到耶稣在这个屋子里面医好了一个瘫子。
We see in verse in chapter 2 that Jesus had in a house in Capernaum healed a paralytic.
当时文士跟法利赛人心里议论，他们反对耶稣所做的事情。
At that point in the hearts, the Pharisees opposed what Jesus was doing.
在二章第六节，有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：“这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？”
The scribes too, and in verse 6 it says, "Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, 'Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?'"
那我们继续看下去的时候，我们会发现这些法利赛人起初是在心里面议论，在心里面反对耶稣所做的事情，不过后来他们就渐渐的开始反对耶稣的门徒所做的事情。
Now we see that the Pharisees started out in their hearts opposing the work of Jesus, but as we progress we see that escalating and they started to oppose Jesus's disciples to their face.
在第二章十六节，法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他们的门徒说：“他和税吏并罪人一同吃饭吗？”
We see in chapter 2 verse 16, and the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
第十八节，当下约翰的门徒和法利赛人进食，他们来问耶稣说，约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？第十八节。
In verse 18 it says, "Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, 'Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?'"
还有第二十四节，法利赛人对耶稣说，看啊，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事，这个是指责门徒所讲的。
In verse 24, and the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And this was referring to the disciples.
所以起初他们是在心里议论，然后就公开的针对耶稣的门徒。来到第三章，他们就公开的针对耶稣来到了一个高潮。
So we see that their opposition first started out in their hearts. This escalated to opposing Jesus' disciples to their face. And as we arrive at chapter 3, we see this culminating in a clear and open opposition to Jesus himself.
第三章第一节，耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个枯干了一只手，众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。
Verse 1 to 2 says, "Again, he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand. And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him."
来到了第六节，因为耶稣指责或者是对这些法利赛人跟他们公开的对峙，第六节就告诉我们法利赛人出去同西律党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
When we arrive at verse 6, we see that Jesus had openly challenged them. So we see that the Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
当法利赛人看见耶稣所行的异能，他们无可推诿之后，竟然讲耶稣是靠着鬼王或者是魔鬼给他的能力来赶鬼。
When Jesus had done some miracles and the Pharisees had no way else to corner him, They then said that the power with which he conducted those miracles was by the devils.
3:30. 这话是因他们说他是被巫鬼扶着的，竟然他们会讲出这样的话来，说耶稣被巫鬼扶着。
We then see in verse 30, for they were saying he has an unclean spirit.
因为这些犹太人的领袖不断地刚硬他们的心，不断地拒绝耶稣，所以来到第四章，耶稣开始对他们施行审判。就是用这个比喻来向他们讲道。
And because the leaders of the Jews were continuously hardening their own hearts against him, by the time we arrive at chapter 4, we see Jesus proclaiming judgment upon them by speaking to them in parables.
然后我们就来到了第五章。
Then we come to chapter 5.
虽然这些犹太人的领袖不断地拒绝耶稣，不过马可就写了第五章来鼓励我们必须要对耶稣有信心。
And despite the Jewish leaders continually opposing Jesus, Mark writes this to tell us and to encourage us that we must have faith in Jesus.
我们在第4:35到5:43就看见了我们必须要对耶稣有信心，因为他胜过大自然，他也胜过鬼魔，他也胜过疾病与死亡。
We saw in the preaching on this passage that Jesus, we must have faith in Jesus because he has power over nature, he has power over demons, and he has power over sickness and death.
就到了第六章1-6，我们看见了，甚至是耶稣家乡的人也拒绝他。
We saw in chapter 6 that even the people who came from Jesus' own hometown rejected him.
我们从1-6就看见了他们弃绝耶稣的原因，弃绝耶稣的责任，还有弃绝耶稣的结果。
We saw in verses 1-6 the reason for the rejecting of Jesus, the responsibility of that rejection, and the result of it.
所以我们今天就来到了7-13，
which brings us to today's passage.
让我们一同来看今天的这段经文，马可福音6:7-13。
Let us look at this together. Mark chapter 6, verse 7 to verse 13.
耶稣叫了12门徒来，差遣他们2个2个的出去，也赐给他们权柄，制服污鬼，并且嘱咐他们，行路的时候不要带食物和口袋，腰带里也不要带钱，除了拐杖以外，什么都不要带，只要穿鞋，也不要穿2件褂子。又对他们说，你们无论到何处，进了人的家，就住在那里，直到离开那地方。何处的人不接待你们，不听你们，你们离开那里的时候，就把脚上的尘土跺下去，对他们做见证。门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多人，许多病人，治好他们。
Mark 6, verse 7. And he called the 12 and began to send them out 2 by 2, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on 2 tunics. And he said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
虽然这些法利赛人就是犹太人的领袖拒绝了耶稣，而且耶稣家乡的人也拒绝了他，不过这没有让耶稣气馁，他还是继续做他应该做的事情，就是到处传道。
Despite being opposed and rejected by the Pharisees, which were the Jewish leaders, as well as the people from his own town, this did not distract Jesus from what he was there to do, which was to share the gospel.
在这里我们也看见他要扩充他的施工，他差他的12使徒出去传道，所以我们就看今天的第一点，就是教导神的话的差遣。
And to spread God's word, we see today in our first point,The commission to teach God's word.
在马可福音3:13那里，就让我们看见了耶稣召他的十二使徒。
We see in chapter 3 verse 13 how the Lord had went and gathered his apostles.
耶稣上了山，三章十三节，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
In verse 13 it says, and when he went up on the mountain and called those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons.
三章十四节那里告诉我们，耶稣要十二人常和自己同在，也就是与耶稣一同的生活，跟着耶稣做他的亲信，做他的门徒，向他学习。
We see in verse 14 that the language here is so that they might be with him. And that means that Jesus wanted them to walk with him, to live with him in the day-to-day, to be his disciples.
耶稣要训练他们成为他的使徒，成为他的信差，能够出去传道。
He also wanted to train them to become his apostles so that they would go out and spread the word.
不过当时他们还没有预备好，就是召他们的时候他们还没有预备好。从那一个时候开始，我们就看见耶稣不断地训练他们。
When he first called them, clearly they weren't ready and they weren't trained. But since that point, you will see that Jesus had continually put them through training.
因为他们跟着耶稣一同住一同行，耶稣所做的他们都看见，耶稣所行的异能他们也看见，耶稣所传的道他们听了信了，而且也看见他们的主人不断地传同样的道。
Because they were with him, because they lived with him, were under his training and listened to him share the gospel, they saw the works, the miracles that he had worked, they heard the things that he had said.
当然其中一个训练的过程当中，就是耶稣讲比喻的时候，他在私底下不断地给他的门徒给解释。
And in the process of that training, we saw that as Jesus spoke in parables, privately he would explain these parables to his apostles.
我们看四章三十四节。
Look at chapter 4, verse 34.
在四章三十四节那里告诉我们，若不用比喻，耶稣就不对他们讲，没有人的时候就把一切的道讲给门徒听。
It says here that he did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything.
当然来到了第四章三十五到四十一节，我们也看见了耶稣还是在训练他的门徒，要对他有信心。
We see the continuation of that teaching in verse 35 and after, where he was teaching them to trust in him, to have faith in him.
因为当天晚上三十五节，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。耶稣知道如果他们渡过这个加利利海，将会面临一场大风暴。
In verse 35 it says, on that day when evening had come, he said to them, let us go across to the other side. Jesus knew that as they crossed the Sea of Galilee, a great storm would catch them right in the middle.
然后他们过了这个加利利海的时候，遇到这个大风暴，耶稣平息了这个风浪，让门徒看见他们应该是要对耶稣有信心的，这个就是他们的训练过程。
We know that in the midst of that storm, Jesus calmed it and taught them that they needed to have faith in him, and that was part of the training process.
然后过了海到了另外一边，记得发生什么事吗？
When they finally got to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, do you remember what happened?
他们遇见了一个被群鬼扶着的人。
They came face to face with a man who had a whole legion of demons within him.
然后耶稣治好了他。
Jesus healed him.
不过却被当地的人赶走了。
Yet he was chased away by the people of that region.
这样的一个画面让这些门徒看了之后也是一种训练。
And the entire picture that was painted in that scene was also part of their training.
首先当他们看见耶稣竟然有这么大的能力能够将群鬼赶出，这个已经是一个功课了。不过另一个功课就是耶稣特地渡过海只为了救一个人。
First they saw the immense power that Jesus had, that he had cast out an entire legion of demons. But the second lesson that they learned was that Jesus had crossed this sea just to save one man.
这个对他们来说是非常重要的, 耶稣要训练他们, 让他们看见, 就算是一个人得救,
and that was a big lesson for them, which was that even if it was just one soul that was saved, it would make it all worthwhile.
当然经过了这些种种的训练, 而且还有许多行了许多的异能, 许多的教导, 是福音书里面没有记载的, 我们看见了现在耶稣就要差遣他们出去, 教导神的话。
And after having gone through all this training, all these lessons, the miracles, and many other things that the Gospels had not even recorded, we arrive today at how Jesus has commissioned them to go out and teach the word.
让我们再来看第七节，第六章第七节，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来差遣他们两个两个的出去，也赐给他们权柄治缚污鬼。
Again, verse 7 says, and he called the 12 and began to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them authority over the unclean spirits.
如果我们只是断章取义，只看第七节的话，我们会以为耶稣差他们出去是为了行异能，为了赶鬼。
If we were to look at verse 7 in isolation and nothing else, it would give us the impression that Jesus had sent them out just to cast out unclean spirits.
不过，如果你读上下文，而且你也记得耶稣招他们的时候，为的是要差他们去传道，我们就知道这里不只是行异能罢了。But
if you read the immediate context of the verse, and if you remember the verse that we had read in Mark 3 verse 14, it says that it was to send them out to preach.
因为我们如果继续看下去，六章第十一节，耶稣告诉他们，如果这些人不听你们，听什么？当然是听他们所传的。还有第十二节，门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改。上下文就让我们看见了，耶稣差十二门徒出去，不是去行异能，而是去传道。
This is implied in verse 11, where it says that, and if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you. So there's definitely a message being preached, but we don't see what the content is yet. However, in verse 12, it says, so they went out and proclaimed that people should repent.
所以我们看见了这一段经文第七节，就让我们看见耶稣差遣他的门徒出去传道，传神的话，教导神的话。
And we look back at verse 7 and we see that Jesus had sent out the 12 apostles so that they would spread the gospel.
当然这里是耶稣差他的十二门徒去传道，不过对我们有没有应用之处呢？
Now, in that specific event that Jesus had sent the 12 apostles out, is there anything that we can take out from it?
有些人可能会说，耶稣是差十二门徒去传道，不是差我去教导神的话，所以我不用去。
Some people might say, well, Jesus was sending the specific 12 out, it wasn't me, so this has got nothing to do with me.
不过你也要记得，耶稣在马太福音28章那里给了所有的信徒这个大使命，就是所有的信徒都必须去使万民做耶稣的门徒。
But let's not forget that the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28 was given to all of us to go out and make disciples of the nations.
所以我们从这里也能够学习到同样的功课，就是耶稣差遣我们去教导神的话。
And so we can learn that same lesson over here, that Jesus has sent us out to spread the word.
第七节这里告诉我们，耶稣是差遣他们两个两个的出去，为什么是两个两个呢？
We see also that Jesus had sent them out 2 by 2. Why was that?
因为旧约里面的教导是他们两个人的时候做一同做见证，这一个事实才能够成立。
Because we understand in the Old Testament that with 2 witnesses was any sort of truth established.
所以犹太人他们就非常清楚这样的一个背景。
The Jews were very clear of this.
这个是历史的背景，不过今天还有一些 人是不断的两个两个出去的。
This was a historical background, historical context. But even today, we still see this being done 2 by 2.
这个摩门教的就是非常在这一方面很我们很熟悉，我们常常会看见两个这个摩门教的，他们会一同的去传他们的话。
You may have come across Mormons who go out and share their word 2 by 2. intends.
首先，我们必须要知道摩门教的人所传的不是圣经里面的福音。
First, we must be clear that the gospel that the Mormons are sharing is not the gospel of the Bible.
而且，我们也看见他们是按着字义来解这个圣经的时候，过分的按着字义来解，他们就坚持必须要两个两个去传。
At the same time, they have so literally taken this passage and interpreted it that they have become legalistic in sending out people two by two.
常常我们会看见，当有一些所谓的教会这样做的时候，我们就知道他们已经犯了错误了，因为是变成律法主义了。
And often when this is being done, we know that the church has not got it right because it's become legalism.
今天我们出去传福音，我们不用两个两个的去，因为今天没有这样的背景，需要两个人来认同这一个事实。
Today there is no need to go out in twos or in pairs because there is no longer a need to establish the truth of this.
因为我们有了圣经，就是神的话。
Because we have the Bible, which is God's word.
所以当我们出去传福音的时候，我们是必须去传，不过不必两个两个去传，因为圣灵与我们同在，圣灵会将我们所传的这个福音，按着圣经的福音，会感动这个人的心。
So while we are called to go out and share God's word, we don't need to do it in pairs. We have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit using the word of God that we share to others works in the hearts of those who receive that word.
而且我们已经有了圣经，我们不需要有另外一个人来认同。
Not only that, we already have the Bible, and there is no need for another witness to establish the truth of it.
不过当然，有些时候两个人出去可以帮你壮胆，对吧
？But of course, having two people there, is good to encourage one another.
所以你可以两个人去，你可以一个人去。不过重要的是，耶稣差遣你去教导神的话，你必须要去。
So you can go in pairs, or you can go on your own. The point is that Jesus has sent us to spread His word, and we must do that.
所以这个就是第一点，就是教导神的话的差遣。
And so the first point was the commission to teach God's word.
我们来看第二点，信靠神的话的命令。
The second point is the command to teach God's to trust God's word.
那我们看第八节到第十一节。
Let's look at verse 8 to 11.
并且嘱咐他们行路的时候不要带食物和口袋，腰带里也不要带钱，除了拐杖以外什么都不要带，只要穿鞋，也不要穿两件褂子。又对他们说，你们无论到何处，进了人的家就住在那里，直到离开那地方。何处的人不接待你们，不听你们，你们离开那里的时候，就把脚上的尘土跺下去，对他们做见证。
Verse 8, he charged them to take nothing for their journey except the staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them.
在使徒还没有真正出去教导神的话时，耶稣命令他们必须要信靠神的话。
Before the apostles had even gone out to preach the word, Jesus told them to trust him.
在这里的这些细节包括了不要带食物，不要拿一个口袋，也不要带钱，除了拐杖以外什么都不要带，只要穿鞋，也不能穿两件褂子。
He's very specific here. He says, only carry a staff. He tells them don't take any food, don't take their bags or their money.
这个褂子是当时的人所用来的一种外衣，而且晚上他们冷的时候会用这个褂子当作被来盖。
These tunics are something that they wore close to their skin, and when it was cold, that they would use it as a covering.
耶稣给他们这样的一个命令，要他们所学习的功课就是要完全的信靠还有依赖神。
The lesson that Jesus was teaching them was to completely trust and rely on God.
因为当他们出去教导神的话，传福音、传道的时候，他们必须要信靠神会供应他们的需要。
Because they needed to understand that as they go about to share God's word and do His work, that God will provide for their need.
当时没有所谓的酒店。
At that time there were no inns.
所以客旅常常需要当地的人供应他们住宿。
And so the people of that area had to, or the travelers had to rely on the people of the area to house them.
这个也是当时犹太人的一种习俗，就算是陌生人经过的时候，晚上没有地方住，他们就会打开他们的门，让这个陌生人进入他们的家，让他们过夜。
It was also a cultural practice that people, even strangers who were visiting that area, would be able to find refuge in the homes of those who lived there.
我们看见耶稣也跟他们说，你们无论到何处，进了人的家，就住在那里，直到离开那地方。这是什么意思呢？
We see that in verse 10, Jesus said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. What did Jesus mean?
因为有些时候，有一些客旅，他们经过这个地方的时候，他们开始就是传一些传道等等的。有些人接待他进入了一个屋子里面，不过当他传道传了一段时间之后，可能另外一个比较有钱的人听了之后，他很喜欢听，他就邀请这个人，你来我的家，我的家比较大，我的家比较舒适，过来我这里住吧。
Jesus was suggesting that as they were out sharing his word and as people came to believe or as people enjoyed listening to that message, a richer person might then offer their house. And he was trying to tell them to not leave for a bigger or more comfortable dwelling.
因为当他们离开这个第一间屋子去另外一间屋子，因为比较大比较舒适的时候，就会侮辱了这第一个宾主。
Because in doing so, they would offend the person who first opened their house to them.
所以耶稣就告诉他们，你进入了哪一间家，住在那里，直到你离开，你都必须要住在那里。
And so he was telling them that when you first find a dwelling place, stay there up until you are ready to leave.
有一些人是在这里解经的时候，他们强调耶稣给的这个命令是普及性的 universal。
Some people, as they explain this verse, suggest that this is a universal truth.
也就是世世代代都必须要这样做的，你不能够带钱，不能够带食物，不能够带口袋，等等的。
What this means is they're suggesting that whenever you are, when you're doing mission work, you don't bring any bread, no food, no money at all.
如果是今天有人去这个宣教的时候，有些时候我们去这个短时期的这个宣教，有些人开始做计划的时候，这些律法主义的人就会说，你们这样做是不信靠神，你只要去就好，什么都不要带。
Take for instance people who may be doing short term missions work. As the planning is, as people start to plan, those who may be legalistic will say, why are you planning all this? Do you not trust the Lord?
不是的，这个不是一种普及性的教导。
This is not a universal teaching.
因为这个是一次性的，而且甚至是十二门徒他们也不是受到同样的教训，不断的受到同样的教训，不是的。
This is not a universal teaching. It is a very specific teaching. And it is also true that this teaching was not consistent throughout all of their training.
这里的功课是要使徒学习信靠神。
This specific lesson was for the apostles to trust the Lord.
因为我们看见路加福音二十五章那里，二十二章，对不起，路加福音二十二章三十五到三十六节，耶稣对他们说，我差你们出去的时候没有钱囊，没有口袋，没有鞋，你们缺少什么没有？他们说没有。
We say this because in Luke chapter 22 verse 35 it says, Jesus said to them, when I sent you out with no money bag or knapsack or sandals, did you lack anything? They said nothing.
然后耶稣之后对他们说什么呢？耶稣就说，但如今有钱囊的可以带着，有口袋的也可以带着，没有刀的要卖衣服买刀。
And then Jesus carries on when he says, but now let the one who has a money bag take it, and likewise a knapsack, and let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one.
所以回到马可福音来看，我们就知道这样的一个教训不是普及性，不是无时无刻都是应用的。
And so we come back to today's chapter, and we see that this teaching was not a universal teaching to be used across the board.
我们必须要学习这里的属灵功课是什么？这里的属灵功课就是我们必须要信靠神的话。
The spiritual lesson here for us is that we need to trust God's word.
因为当门徒学会了这个功课之后，耶稣也教导他们必须要做好预备。
Because when the apostles learned this lesson, Jesus then told them that they need to make good preparations.
神的主权不代表人没有责任。
God's will does not mean that man has no responsibility.
神的主权,
God's sovereignty does not mean that man has no responsibility.
人还是必须要做计划、做打算，不过我们不能够信靠我们的计划。
Man has to continue to plan and make preparations, but we do not trust in those preparations.
我们虽然是有计划、有打算，不过我们是必须要信靠神的主权。
We make those plans and we prepare, but we trust in God's sovereignty.
所以我们在这里学习的功课就是我们必须要信靠神的话。
So again, our lesson today, our lesson in this specifically is that we must trust God's word.
当神说他会供应我们的需要，他就会这么做，他也要我们信靠他。
When he says that he needs that he will provide for us, that we must believe that he will.
神在诗篇34章10节这里告诉我们，寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。
Psalm 34:10 tells us, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
就好像我们是家长的，就知道我们要供应给我们孩子的日常所需。
It's just like those who are parents who will provide necessary for our children.
耶稣就用这样的一个比喻来告诉我们，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
Using that as an example, Jesus said, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
所以耶稣在这里是应许神会供应给我们的需要。
Jesus is saying here that God will give us our needs.
不是我们要的,
not our wants.
是我们需的,
the things that we need.
耶稣没有答应门徒他们去传道的时候就会住在大屋子里面，而且每天大鱼大肉。
Jesus did not promise that as the disciples went out, as the apostles went out to spread the gospel, that they would live in a nice big house or have a lavish food to eat.
耶稣没有告诉我们，我们只要去传道或者教导神的话的时候，我们就会有这个属世的荣华富贵。
He did not say that as we did that we will reap rewards and lots of prosperity.
没有大屋子，没有跑车，没有法拉利。
No big car, no Ferrari.
耶稣要我们信靠神供应我们所需用的。
Jesus wants us to trust that the Lord will provide all that we need.
我们在这里也能够学习到另一个功课，就是神是如何供应给他的仆人他们所需用的呢？
We also learn how the Lord gives the needs of his servants.
神是通过他的圣徒，也就是信徒，来供应给他的仆人的需要。
We see that God uses Christians and other people around other Christians to provide for the needs of those who are his servants.
耶稣没有命令门徒在这个沙漠或者旷野那里过夜。
Jesus did not tell them to spend their night in the wilderness.
他告诉他们住在这个招待你的人的屋子里。
He said in fact that they should stay in the houses of those who would receive them.
所以 神是通过他的圣徒来供应他的仆人的需要。
And so we see that God uses believers to provide for the needs of those who are his servants.
我记得我跟我的太太去美国的时候，就住在 Stan 还有 Stephanie 的家里。
I remember that when my wife and I visited the US, we stayed in the home of Stan and Stephanie.
所以我们今天也欢迎你们来。
And so today we are very glad to welcome you here.
我们今天也是同样的都是信徒，我们必须要负起这个供应神的仆人的需要这个责任。
And as disciples here today, all of us need to respond to that responsibility to provide for God's servants.
如果我们用这个借口讲神供应给他，所以我不用拿任何的事情，不用拿任何的钱出来，这个我们必须要向神交账。
And we are accountable to the Lord if we say, oh, if the Lord's going to provide for them, don't worry about it. There's no need for us.
因为我们没有好好的利用神给我们的这个资源来供应给他的仆人。
Because we are not learning from this and providing for God's people.
我们如果要支持神的工作，而且要支持神的仆人，第一个地方就是在教会里面，我们必须要慷慨的给予教会的需要。
If we are to encourage one another and encourage God's people to do His work, we must start within the church to provide for one another's needs.
因为在这里就是这个教会，就是神的仆人，神中心的仆人，我们的牧师不断的在这里传道，给大家这个属灵上的食物，所以我们也必须要懂得怎样慷慨的资助这个教会。And
closest to home for us is our pastor who continues to preach the word and guide us spiritually, and we need to be working out that responsibility within the church.
这里还有第三个功课我们可以学习的，就是在被差遣出去教导神的话时，我们如何的信靠神的话呢？
The third lesson that we can learn from this is as we are sent out to share the gospel, how do we trust God's word?
因为耶稣说，你们无论到何处，进了人的家就住在那里，直到离开那地方。刚才我已经解释了，这个意思就是我们不要去一个更好的地方。
We see that when Jesus said, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. His point was, do not look for better dwellings.
当我们出去传神的话时，尤其是去到一些比较落后的国家或者比较落后的地方，我们千万不可歧视当地的人的习俗或者他们的住宿。
If, for example, we find ourselves in a position where we are in another country teaching or being missionaries, we should not spurn the goodwill of those who are there who have offered their homes.
他们招待我们吃喝什么，我们就跟着吃喝什么；招待我们住哪里，我们就应该住哪里。
Whatever they offer us in terms of food and drink, we should accept. Whatever we are offered in terms of dwelling places, we should simply accept.
可能你们在座的许多人会觉得我们没有这样的机会，不过我们的牧师常常被邀请到中国传道。
For those of you who are seated here, you may think, well, that opportunity doesn't present itself to us. But our pastor is constantly being sent to other countries to do this.
他去到中国的时候，不是住五星级酒店。
And when he goes to China, he doesn't stay in a five-star hotel.
他有些时候去到一些小村庄那里去传道，当地的人吃什么他就吃什么，当地的人住什么给他睡哪里他就睡哪里。
In fact, very often he visits small villages and whatever it is that they prepare for him, food-wise, he will eat, and whatever dwellings that is offered to him, he will simply accept.
在这一方面，我真的非常尊重我们的牧师，也很希望向他学习。
And on that note, that I have great respect for our pastor, and I do hope to learn from him.
我们再看下去，第十一节，耶稣警告门徒，他们会面临人的弃绝。
Now in verse 11, Jesus warns the disciples, the apostles, that they will be rejected.
何处的人不接待你们，不听你们，你们离开那里的时候，就把脚上的尘土跺下去，对他们做见证。
It says, and if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them.
这个对门徒来说根本就不稀奇，因为刚才我们看了从第一章到第五章那里，看见了犹太人的领袖拒绝了耶稣，甚至是这个外邦人也拒绝他，他的家乡的人也拒绝他，这些门徒都一一看在眼内。
This does not come as a surprise to the disciples. From chapter 1 to chapter 5, we had seen continuously rejection of Jesus and his disciples, whether it is people outside or whether it's even from his own hometown.
耶稣在约翰福音15章18节告诉我们, 世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨了我。 你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的；只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。你们要纪念我从前对你们说过的话：仆人不能大于主人。他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。
Jesus said in John 15, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you."
所以基督徒应该意料着我们所传的这个福音，我们所传的信息是罪人不爱听的。
So we must understand that the word of God that we share and the message that we bring to the world is not something that the world will love to hear.
没有人喜欢听人家说他做错了，没有人喜欢听人家告诉他他是朝往地狱的方向而去。No
one wants to know that they are wrong. No one wants to know that they're headed for hell.
不过这个是真理，我们必须要传给那些即将灭亡的罪人。
But if we believe this is the truth, then we must be sharing this word to the people who are facing certain death.
如果我们改变这个信息，为了是听众和听他们爱听的话，我们将会带领他们离开救恩，就是朝往这个地狱。And
if we try to somehow make this message more palatable to the world, then what we would be doing is taking them away from that salvation towards hell.
不过 门徒所得到的不是能够审判任何的人，他们不能够按着自己的标准来审判任何人。Yet
the apostles could not use their own standard to judge others.
这一个权柄是在他们所传的信息里面。This
authority was in the message that they were spreading.
如果他们所传的信息就是神所给他们传的信息， 这样是这一个神的话赐给他们权柄。
And if this message was the message that was given to them by God, then this is a message of authority.
如果他们是面对人的弃绝，弃绝的人是弃绝神的话，他们就有这一个权柄来警告他们，让他们知道他们是将会接受神的审判。And
if people reject that message, their rejection is not of the apostles, but the word of God, and the word of God will judge them.
当时的背景，犹太人如果是外出去到外邦人的地方，他们行走过的路是外邦人的地方的路。当他们回到以色列应许地之前，在这个应许地与外邦地的边界，他们会脱去鞋子，把这个尘土给剁掉。The
practice back then with Jews was as they traveled and if they had passed through Gentile territory, they would, before getting back to Israel, remove their sandals, dust off the earth that's on their sandals before entering.
因为他们担心这个外邦人的地方的这些尘土，如果他们踏在脚上进入以色列，就会使这个神的应许地受到玷污。Because
they believe that if they had brought the soil or the earth from Gentile territory into God's into Israel, that they would bring the land of Israel.
所以门徒如果是对以色列人，就是当时他们去传福音给他们的时候，如果对他们做出这样的一个动作，对以色列人来说就非常的清楚是什么意思。And
so this practice of doing that and dusting off their sandals was very clear what it meant to the Israelites.
因为如果他们不听神的话，而使徒就拿起他们的这个 鞋子把这个灰尘给剁掉的时候，就是宣告给这些拒绝神的话的人知道，他们其实在神的眼里就如同异教徒，就如同非信徒，就如同外邦人一样，他们会面临神的审判。
And to the Jews, if this is being done to them and they see that the apostles were dusting their sandals off, it would be very clear that the apostles meant to treat them or regarded them as Gentiles. And that they would be on, they would receive God's judgment.
同样的，今天我们传福音的时候，我们不必这样的按这字义来做。
Similarly, today as we share the gospel, there's no need for us to do this.
如果你跟人家传福音，他拒绝了神的话，你脱下鞋子，把你的灰尘剁掉，他会觉得你发神经。
And if you share the gospel today and someone rejects it and you take off your shoes and you start dusting your shoes, they would think you are mad.
而且他更加不要听你所讲。
And in fact, they would even more not listen to you.
这里我们也要学，这个是属灵的功课。 我们不需要这样来剁掉这个灰尘。不过，属灵功课就是我们必须要警告这些拒绝神的话的人，告诉他们，如果他们继续拒绝神的话，不听福音，他们将会受到审判。The
spiritual lesson here is not the shaking off of the dust, but the warning to those who would not listen that that not listening is God's judgment against them.
我们不要以福音为耻，担心会得罪这个人。我们不要告诉他他会下地狱。我们不要告诉他他会受审判。这些是惧怕人，不是惧怕神的作为。And
if we avoid saying that if they rejection of God's word will bring judgment upon them, if we avoid saying that rejection of God's word will bring them to hell, then that is fear of
man.福音原本就是得罪人的。
The gospel is by nature offensive.
我们的责任是好好的去传，而不是将它剪断化。
Our job is to be faithful in sharing that word and not to make it palatable.
所以耶稣差遣使徒去教导他的话，也差遣我们去教导他的话。我们也必须要信靠神的话。
You see that Jesus had commissioned us to teach God's word. He had commanded us to trust God's word. We also see that we also see the commencement of the teaching of God's word.
这个就是第三点，我们来到最后的一点，教导神的话的开始。
This is point number three, the commencement to teach God's word.
第十二节，门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。
Verse 12 says, so they went up and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
耶稣特别的赐给这个使徒有赶鬼医病的能力。
Jesus had given to the apostles the power to cast out demons and to heal the sick.
当然我们已经一一的看过了，有许多的细节是我们今天不能够用在我们自己身上的。
And it's apparent that as we go through the details of this book, that there are a lot of things that we cannot use on ourselves.
尤其是这个医病赶鬼，当然是今天的基督徒不能够做的。Especially
casting out of demons and healing, it is not something that Christians of today can do.
甚至对这个使徒来说，有许多的这些细节也是一次性的，就好像不要带鞋子、不要带钱，这些是一次性的，也不是普及性的。
Similarly, with the apostles, many of these things were given to them for very specific purposes and not universal.
这一次的医病赶鬼也是一次性的。Even
this giving of the power to cast out demons and healing was also specific to this situation.
因为我们记得在马可福音第九章，就是三章过后，就发现了这些使徒他们不能够赶鬼。And
we see in Mark chapter 9 that the disciples weren't able to cast out a demon.
因为众人中间有一个人带了他的儿子被哑巴鬼附着的，他说：“我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们确实不能。”当耶稣进了屋子之后，门徒就暗暗地问他说：“我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？” 耶稣说：“非用祷告这一类的鬼总不能出来。”Mark
9 it says, and someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute." So I asked the disciples to cast it out, and they were not able. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer."
所以就算是使徒也没有永久性的拥有这样的能力。
Even we see that the apostles did not have universal power to cast out demons.
只有神才有这一种内在的能力，他能够赐给使徒，而且使徒不一定常常都有。
Only Jesus had that power, and he was able to give it to the apostles, but they weren't able to exercise it the way he could.
在哥林多后书十二章十二节，保罗这么说：“我在你们中间用百般的忍耐，借着神迹奇事异能，显出使徒的凭据来。”
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, "The signs of a true apostle were performed among you with utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works."
所以，真正的使徒他能够行神迹、奇事、异能，随着使徒的过世，他们的离世，回到天堂去了，再也没有使徒，所以再也没有这种行异能的人了。
This verse refers to true apostles.Who were given these specific abilities to do these things. Now that there are no apostles, these signs and wonders have also passed away with them.
所以我们的教会是完全的教导这个行异能的这一种恩赐已经是止息了。
For that reason, our church teaches that these signs and wonders have ceased.
不过我们还是从这段经文能够学习到许多的功课。
But still there is much to learn from this passage.
首先，耶稣差他们去传神的话，而且命令他们要信靠神的话，他们开始去传神的话。
Jesus taught them to trust his word and to spread his word, and we see now that they are starting to do this.
他们所传的信息是什么呢？
What was the message that they were sharing?
第十二节告诉我们，他们所传的信息是一个悔改的信息。
They were spreading a message of repentance.
这个就是他们的主所传的信息，因为耶稣在第一章那里我们已经看过了，他出来传信息的时候是传你们当悔改信福音。
This was the message of the Lord, and we have earlier seen that when Jesus had first started sharing the gospel, he said to repent and believe in the gospel.
十二使徒跟着耶稣的这一段过程，他们听了耶稣所传的信息，他们信了，他们也看见他们的主不断的传同样的一个信息。
And as they spent time with Jesus, these 12, they saw and heard Jesus continually share this gospel and they came to believe in it.
他们现在成为了耶稣基督的使徒，使徒的原文 apostolos 的意思就是信差的意思。
This word apostle or apostolos is messenger.
所以他们是信差，他们没有权利能够改这个信息，他们只能够传他们的主给他们的信息。
What this means is that they were merely messengers bringing a message not of their own.
耶稣告诉仆人说，告诉门徒说，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Jesus said to them, "A servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them."
今天常常令人心痛的事，就是我们看见许多所谓的信徒，他们很爱去巨型教会。
We see today that there are many people who love going to mega churches.
这个是令我们非常心痛的事情。
And it is something that breaks our heart.
他们去这些巨型教会，他们爱听那里所传的信息，爱唱那里所唱的歌曲。
And they go to these places because these mega churches because they love to hear.The what is being preached there, and they love to sing the songs that are sung there.
因为他们爱听这一种致富福音、成功神学，而且他们唱的歌很生动、很活泼，不会让人家觉得无聊。
They like to listen to messages that are talk about prosperity and success, and listen to music that are lively.
不过圣经告诉我们，他们其实是耳朵发痒，而且只是爱听他们爱听的话。不要听关于罪，不要听关于悔改。
But the Bible tells us that they are there simply to fulfill itching ears, and they do not want to hear things about repentance and sin.
他们要的是得到娱乐，而不是敬拜神。
It is entertainment that they are after, not worship of God.
如果你的心态是正确的，你来唱诗歌是为了要敬拜神，你绝对不会觉得任何的歌曲是无聊的。
If your heart is in the right place and you are at church to worship the Lord, then you would not see songs and hymns being sung as uninteresting.
或者是很无聊 ,boring.
Or boring.
使徒在这里没有改变神给他的信息，他们是忠心的使徒，他们出去传耶稣给他们的信息就是悔改的信息。
The apostles were faithful messengers. They did not alter the message, but they faithfully went out and preached the same message.
因为他们是仆人，他们是差人，不大于差他的人，不大于主人。
Because they were servants, they were messengers, and they were not greater than the one who had sent them.
他们忠心，我们也应该学习同样的一种忠心。
And as the apostles were faithful, we need to learn to be faithful as well.
这个时候使徒还没有完完全全的受到这个很好的训练，而且他们的信心也不是非常的强。
Now at this point the apostles had not completed their training and their faith was not especially strong.
他们在医病赶鬼方面也不是绝对无误的。
And even in their casting out of demons and healing, they couldn't do it perfectly.
就好像上个星期牧师在传道的时候说 ，God is not finished with them. 神在他们的身上还没有完工。
And it's like as the pastor said last week, God is not finished with us.
不过他们还是信靠了耶稣所讲的，他们遵从了、顺服了，他们开始出去传道。
But they trusted the Lord and they believed in Him and they began to do the work that He had given them.
你跟我也是一样，虽然我们有些时候觉得自己有许多不足的方面，虽然神在我们的身上还没有完工，不过我们还是必须出去教导神的话，出去传福音。
You and I are the same. Our training has not been completed. We may not know everything, but we must trust the Lord and begin to do His work.
当使徒传福音的时候，圣灵与他们同在，给他们做见证，就是通过他们的这个神迹奇事。不过对我们来说，我们不能行神迹，不能行奇事，可是我们还是有功课必须学习。
Now in the time of the apostles, they had the Holy Spirit with them, and they could authenticate the word by casting out demons and healing the sick. And while we are not able to do that, we need to learn from them.
他们所做的就是神迹奇事，不过我们也是必须要通过我们的行为来见证神的话。
Our evidencing of the truth of our message is in our lives.
因为马太福音五章十六节，耶稣说：“你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。”
And that's underscored in Matthew 5:16.Where it says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
所以当我们传福音的时候，我们的嘴巴传神的话，我们的生命必须要活出神的话来做见证。
As we share God's word with our mouths, our lives need to reflect the truth that we speak.
如果你是基督徒，做了基督徒相当长的时间，而且来教会有一段时间，常常听到，常常去这个查经班啊、团契的等等的，你已经得到了很好的训练。
If you have been a Christian for some time and you have spent time in God's Word in Bible study, you have already received a good teaching.
当然不是训练你来讲在这个讲台上讲道，不是得到训练做这个圣经辅导，不过你已经得了训练能够传福音了。
It may not be training for you to stand at a pulpit to preach God's word. It may not be training for you to do biblical counseling, but you have training enough to spread the word of God.
如果你是没有这个欲望要去传福音的话，你不然就是一个 自私的基督徒，不然就是一个不成熟的基督徒。
If you have no desire to share God's word, you are either an immature Christian or a selfish Christian.
无论如何都是不蒙神喜悦的。
Either way, it brings no glory to God.
你想一想，在座的有哪一个成为基督徒是因为你来教会听到而成为基督徒的呢？
Think about this. Among you, how many of you came to know the Lord because you heard the word being preached in church?
不是的，除了一小撮人之外，大多数的人，你成为基督徒是因为有一个朋友或者有一个亲戚或者是有一个同事跟你传福音，所以你才信。
For the most part, we believe in God's word because a friend, a relative, or a co-worker had shared the word of God with us.
当然你不要误会，我不是说如果你不传福音，那个人就不会信。这一个人信与不信是圣灵的工作。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that if you do not share the word of God with this person will never become Christian. That work of salvation is God's word.
不过我们必须去传，我们必须去教导神的话。
Yet we are required to go and share God's word.
所以这一段信息告诉我们，我们必须要教导神的话，因为神差遣我们去教导，而且神也命令我们要信靠他的话，我们也必须要开始去教导神的话。这个是神给我们的功课。
The work that God has given us.It's a commission to teach His word. It's a command to trust His word and to commence the teaching of His word.
如果我们自称是耶稣基督真正的门徒，我们也应该这样去做。
If we call ourselves real disciples of God, of Jesus, then we must do the same.
让我们同心的祷告。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven.We pray that you would help us, Lord, that you would grant us strength and courage to take your word out into the world. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to see the grace that has been given to us and the weight of the salvation that we have received. And Lord, as we ponder on that, we pray that you'll help us respond in a way that it is notselfish, that is not immature to keep this blessing for ourselves, but that we might be obedient and go out and make disciples of the nations, Lord. We pray that you will help us to find our mission fields in the places that we work and we live and to share your word in amongst the spheres of influence that we have, Lord, that you have placed us in.That you may be glorified and your word believed. We pray that, Father, you would give us wisdom in doing so and that you would give us courage, Lord, not to fear man, but to obey you. In Jesus' name we pray.